Larisha Fo. We've been joined on the line by a pollster, Ben Efsin, who is also the editor of the Dispatch newspaper, to look at the phenomenon. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Efsin.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to our listeners.
Yes. First of all, we want to ask whether reshuffle has any significance.
Reshuffle gives the president the opportunity to change people around, the opportunity to remove those who he thinks are not doing well. A president in reshuffle is like Akwesafia in his selection of players. You see, somebody will do very well in training. You fold him, he flops. Maybe in course of running, doing warm-up matches, somebody may have a defect. It's the same with presidentials and presidents and reshuffles. You know, if I didn't qualify Ghana for the World Cup, I don't think I've been given a 2-year extension. If I don't have 4 years, the president cannot be everywhere. If those he appoints do not do well, in 4 years, the verdict will be that he should go home.
Well, Mr. Efsin, this phenomenon reshuffle, you know, has been with us for some time. Anytime it crops up or a president, you know, does changes to his team, it is always greeted with a mixed reactions, especially from party faithful. Does the president, does he need to listen to his party, you know, campaign before, you know, engaging in such, you know, a practice? Or must he necessarily listen to them to inform his decision?
Well, I think that there's a limit to the how he can consult the party elders, because he has a party, has access to security reports, in terms of security intelligence reports as to how they are behaving. He has an overview that he's given maybe Mr. A a tax, and the tax has all been done. He gives him a second tax. Then either he moves into another place or he just discharges of him. The information or the basis for which a president makes reshuffle is only peculiar to him. And he handles the consequence, you know. So I think that, I mean, party elders or party activists who go on air, I think the buck, people voted for the president, the buck stops and starts with the president.
Well, Mr. Efsin, by this exercise, what message do you think the president is sending out?
Well, this, the message is that if you don't do well, he's going to remove you. That is the point. If you don't do well, he's going to.
Well, I want to thank you very much for your thoughts this afternoon, Mr. Ben Efsin, a pollster, and also the managing editor of the Dispatch newspaper. Meanwhile, a political scientist, Dr. Seydou Alidu, has been explaining to Radio Ghana what the ministerial reshuffle exercise portends. To him, it takes expedient only if it is geared towards addressing challenges facing the country.
The point is that the reshuffle works at times. It is needed to test or experiment new talent, new experience, and new expertise. It is also needed at times to reassign existing talent into specific and different ministries to see how they'll be able to contribute their quota towards the development of those ministries. At times too, it happens to re-energize the old team that has been governing for some time now. So you introduce new talent to re-energize the governance team. So it is something with a good intention. But I always ask myself, does reshuffle work? Because we've had reshuffle since NDC1 under Jerry Rawlings 1993, NDC2 under Jerry Rawlings 1996, MPP1 under Kufuor 2000, MPP2 under Kufuor 2004, NDC3 under the late President Evans Adamnirom. And we still have a reshuffle. And things are not getting better. So I ask myself, do we always do it when citizens demand it? Or do we do it to divert attention of the people, given the situations that we face at a specific time? Or do we just do it because we think it works? I think it, to some extent it works, but it's not all the time. Because if we do not address the fundamentals of our economy, we do not address the fundamentals of our working environment, we do not address the fundamentals of the attitude of the people towards work, reshuffle will never work. I think reshuffling amounts to managing the crisis that we face, rather than resolving those particular crises. So, for example, if you pick the best of talent and ask him to work in an environment that do not reward him, that do not motivate him to work, it is going to be very difficult. If you pick or realign the best of talent and you don't give him the necessary resources that he or she needs to work, he's not going to put up his best performance. If you pick the best of talent and you allow him to work in an environment where the economic fundamentals is all wrong or is not moving us forward.
Dr. Alidu said presidents over the years have not been spared pressure from both within and outside their parties. He said the president must listen to the party faithful during this period, but was quick to add that the people are not always right in what they clamor for.
I believe that it is not just changing people when the situation becomes difficult, but it is about addressing the fundamentals of the challenges that we face as a country. In this circumstance, I don't think this reshuffle is not political, because we have had rumors of reshuffling for the past several years. The president is a president because he has a core group of supporters from a specific party. So definitely, it will be suicidal that the president don't listen to the people who form his core base as a political party, and also the general Ghanaian citizenry, who he is what supposed to govern over. So it is important that the president listens to the needs and grievances of this particular group of people. Having said that, it is not in all cases that the president must listen and act. The president must listen first, but he must not always act based on what the people demand at him, because it is not always what the people demand that is right. So, for example, there has been a lot of outcry, even within core supporters of the NDC, that the finance minister must go, because he still hasn't had the opportunity to understand the fundamentals of the economy, and that is why things are going bad. They believe that there are other people within the party who believe that the finance minister is not working to favor them. So because of that, they are orchestrating to make him look bad, and the president will dismiss him. So if we assume that the president acts on the demands of the people, our finance minister should have been gone now. But those grievances must not always necessitate an act, especially reform specifically. So I think he should listen to them, but it is not in all cases that he should put their demands into action.
That was a lecturer at the Political Science Department, University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidu.